For millennia, these rivers have nurtured us like our mothers. It's time we embrace them and nurture them back into full flow and well-being. So we are here at Bir Bhat, a legendary place for the Lakota nation. Well, this land is endowed with very tremendous amount of fresh water in terms of rivers and lakes, but still, it does not mean we can use it wantonly. But in nations like India, where the population pressure on the land is heavy and they're tropical in nature, that means the rivers are not coming from the melting of the ice, but from the rainwater stored in land because of the vegetation that the land holds. And the rain that comes down in a few days of the year, that is maybe less than 100 days a year, should stay for 365 days. This means rich vegetation. So the nature of the rivers here are very different because most of these rivers are melting ice or out of the Great Lakes coming overflowing. So essentially, the winters store up water in the form of ice and then the rivers are flowing by melting. Only 4% of India's rivers are glacial water, rest is all rainwater. So what needs to be done in tropical land is very urgent. I hope everybody wakes up to this and truly embrace the source of our lives, which is the rivers, and revive these rivers, because if we don't do what we need to do in the coming 10 years, then reviving them will become a much longer haul and more difficult. And here, where we are, St. Paul Island just off Alaska had mammoths. Can you believe it? Just 5,600 years ago, the time when Mahabharata was happening in India, there were mammoths, woolly mammoths, that is massive animals which look like elephants but with huge, very, very huge tusks and woolly body. Such massive animals survived on this one island and also another island in… which belongs to Russia. But they died not because of any other calamity. They did not die because there was no food, they did not die because of anything, any other disaster like a volcano or an earthquake or something. They all died because there was not enough water on the island. As the saline ingress happened into the island, there was not enough drinkable water. So they died not out of hunger or some other calamity, but they died of thirst. We need to understand this. This is a possibility that a whole lot of life on this planet may die of thirst, including a lot of human beings, if we do not act now, because nearly 2.6 billion people are in water-distressed areas on the planet. Time to act. Kaveri calling. It's not just Kaveri calling, every river is calling. We need to make this happen.